Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we say thank you again for bringing us here. And Lord, lest we ever forget, it's all in Christ. Lord, we are nothing but in Christ. Everything that will be said and done here today of any profitableness to anyone is going to be in Christ. We are so thankful, Lord, that we have been called in Christ and chosen in Christ. And thank you, God, that we have that calling upon us today. Now, Lord, we're grateful to you, and we're thankful that whether we're on the mountaintop or in the valley, that we can know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And Lord, we'll be speaking of your joy today, God willing. That's what you've called us to this morning. And Lord, to know that there is joy in the exaltation and that there is joy in the sorrow. Because Lord, you're all in all, and praise your name that in the joy of the Lord, we are glorying only in you. And we thank you for it today. God, help each and every one of us this morning, Lord. Help us to see more of the great love wherewith we are loved. God, help us to get our vision so finely in tune with what you would have for us. And Lord, it's all in Christ. It's all in the Word. And we give you all the praise in the wondrous name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today to Galatians chapter 5. We're going back to the fruit of the Spirit. And if you'd like to read with me, we'll begin in the 22nd verse. And it says there, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Now praise God, last week we addressed love, and today, God willing, we're in that second grace of the nine, joy. And before we move on, I do want us to realize, and to know the depths of it, that none of these other graces are ever going to be possible in our lives. None of these other graces are going to live to their fullest without the agape love. Brothers and sisters, it all comes through the divine love. It is, praise God, He is the first fruit. And I'm thankful to the Lord how He showed us so many times, but maybe none so clearly as He dealt there with Brother Peter that wonderful night. And as He came to him and He said, "You know, Peter," He saw him. And that's how He sees us. And I believe this call is upon our life every single day, brothers and sisters. Do you love me? It's not in guilt. It's a calling. It's a drawing. It's a yearning. Do you love me? And Lord, we could call out, and thank God we do. In the very beginning, we know Him as that friend. We know Him as the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that never ends. We're so thankful to God that He is that Father to us. But praise His name. He's always after much the more in Christ that He has already made provision for us. Us in Christ, He's already put us there. "Peter, do you love me?" "Oh Lord, Thou knowest that I love Thee." "Lord, Thou knowest." And thanks be to God, the divine agape. "Oh, I'm fervently in love with you," was about to be imputed and imparted in that brother's life like none other. And thanks be to God, it's all through the Holy Spirit. This is the love, praise God, that only the Holy Spirit can bring. The Word of God encourages us to have it dwelling richly in us. That we would be, I was rejoicing again, as Brother Paul saw in Sweet Barnabas. He said, "There's a man that God can use. He's a man that is full of the Holy Ghost." I want to be that kind of man. I want to have that Holy Ghost life. God willing that it's just full and overflowing in my life. That God, praise His name, has nothing short than of the love of God being shed abroad in my heart. And I do have to share with you, I had to go back and look up that word "abroad." It means the fullest extent, brothers and sisters. There's no limit to it. Completely shed abroad in our heart. Exceeding abundantly shed abroad in our hearts. And then in that, do you see how you're set up for not just joy, but full joy? See, I want full joy. Do you know that 1 John chapter 1, verse 4 says, that your joy might be full. I want a full joy. Praise God, I knew Him as Savior, and there was a wonderful joy that came into my life. A wonderful peace. But praise the Lord, I'm experiencing the full joy now of what Jesus Christ wants for my life. And that's a joy that finishes this course. Amen. Praise God, it's the joy of the Lord that's set before me that finishes my course. And praise be to God in Romans 15:13. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Don't you want all joy? Praise God, aren't you here today to receive all peace? Well, He's already given it. You want it effective in your life? You want it in action? Believe. It's all joy and it's all peace in believing. It happens no other way. If you do not believe the Word of God, you will never have joy. But the more you believe in the Word of God, the more joy you'll have. He increases you like that wonderful, wonderful wineskin. Praise His name. That skin that continues to increase as He pours in and increases the capacity of the love of God. I love the Holy Ghost abounding hope in me. Amen. And abounding hope in me, it's because there's a believing going on in the Word of God. And when believing really begins to hit your lives, brothers and sisters, you know it. There's a joy, and it's a joy that floods your soul, and you can't understand it because it truly is the joy unspeakable and full of glory kind of thing. And I'm telling you, in that praise, God is so rich to give us this joy. And brothers and sisters, know this, that He has given this to us. It's already been provided. It is already there. Praise His name. We have it, and it's ours in action if we merely desire it. If we'll merely believe that this is what God intends for our life. I heard a sister say recently, oh, I'm so tired of talking about the suffering. Oh, praise be to God, if you ever would just realize to follow Paul as he followed Christ, he rejoiced in the suffering. They were the greatest things to his life. It's not getting caught up as that Shulamite woman, as her hands were full of the myrrh, she was caught up in looking at the sufferings. No, I acknowledge, I know what they are, and I know that they're the most priceless and most valuable thing to my life, because they draw me closer to God, they bring me into joint suffering with Him, and I shall be glorified together with Him. Amen. Now, how could I not rejoice in something like that? Praise the Lord. It must be this way. And this joy of the Lord is your strength. And never was the Lord so greatly challenged as He was upon that cross. And He saw the joy that was set before Him. And He endured that cross. He endured the suffering. He endured, made sin for us who knew no sin. That's the joy that I want in my life. That's the joy He apprehended. That's the joy that He embraced. And thank God that He is ready to pour forth that joy into my life. Do you see Him anticipating that today? Did you see how the Father truly, He anticipated the moment that His Son would take that cross? Son, this is what it's all about. It must be. We've agreed. And even though He had to turn away, the very will of God, Son, you've got to be alone. I can't be there with you. You're the Lamb. You're the Lamb. You're the one that's going to enter that joy for all of us, Son. Can you imagine that? In that great suffering, in becoming sin that God could not look upon. That was the joy, because it was the catalyst. It was the reason that we can sit here today and rejoice in that now are we the sons of God. Isn't that marvelous to you? Doesn't that just thrill your heart? That love came down. And love became a man, very God of very God. And lived and walked, despised of all men, abused, his beard torn, his blood poured forth. Became sin. So I would never be held accountable. Oh my goodness. That's the joy unspeakable and full of glory, brothers and sisters. It's not because God is just so taking care of me. It's not because I drive a nice car. It's not because I live in a nice house. It's not because I live in the United States of America. It's because Jesus Christ died for me. And He loves me. And He cares for me. And He knows the way that I must take. And it must be a way of trial. It must be a way of test. It must be a way of, son, I'm going to stir it up. You're getting a little too comfortable over there, honey. I'm going to have to take a little bit of that out of there. Do you see that the thorn was already there for the chick before the egg was ever laid? Come on now. That's you. The before-ordained good works that I should walk therein. I'm glad His grace walks it for me. Do you know I never would have gone this way? I know it. I'm telling you, I would testify to you right now. Never. There's nothing in my flesh that would have desired to go this way. But now, with eyes that are enlightened, oh God, thank you for the richness of your joy. Now, there are some, though, that will hear this bridal message. And you know, I was one of the some for quite a few years. Yeah, I love you, Lord. But the bridal message was kind of ho-hum. Is pastor saying that? Yeah, I am. Oh, I heard it a lot. Saw a lot of people get excited about it. That's well and fine. What do you think? Has it gone so far where it becomes, well, that's all well and fine. You know what? God tells me when I'm in heaven anyways, there's not going to be any sorrow or pain. I'm not even going to know nothing about it anyways. You know what I say to that? God made me a man. I don't know, maybe I'm just a romantic. But I always wanted to fall in love. I did. I wanted to fall in love. Naturally speaking, I did. I wanted to find somebody that I could have fun with. That could be my, as they say, soulmate. That I could share the deepest thoughts of my heart. And then one day Jesus came. And I always thought it was going to be in flesh and blood. And He came. And He said, I love you. I want you to love me like I love you. I do. And it's possible, son. And He came and He showed me a depth and He showed me a richness, brothers and sisters, that I can't even express. And I said, I'll go. And it's been nothing but joy ever since. Amen. Praise God. See, brothers and sisters, what the Lord was showing me this week was these are all His benefits towards us. All of them. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. What do you think of that? Huh? See, this isn't just for someday. This isn't just when I get there. This is now. This fruit is now, praise God. I abound in hope right now. I'm telling you, Brother David, he said there's a panting going on for those of us who are after the very heart of God. Are you delirious for the Lord today? I was thinking, Lord, I am pretty giddy about marrying you. I'm thankful to God. I don't believe any of the sisters in church that have ever been brides or going to be a bride have ever had a leg up on any man that's truly in love with Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. I'm loving it more and more. I'm thankful to God that I am called, praise the Lord, if I'll accept, to be in the bride of Christ. How about you? That make you a little bit excited? To think that the very God, a very God, loves you like that? Oh, I don't want you to be upset with me, ladies, but that's the love in Christ, and praise God, that's the joy that is full. That's the joy that is full. Now, I meet some Christians every once in a while that get a little offended with that. I meet some Christians every once in a while that say, oh, praise God, I see something in you. And you know what? It's nothing to me. It's just Christ in me. It's just Christ in me. How about you? Huh? Christ in me, the hope of glory. You got a hope about something. I appreciate it. I always remember that one brother. Such a zeal for the things of God. And I couldn't get him to stop talking, and it was okay. Sometimes you just got to let him talk. Talk, 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 talk. Telling all of these things. Lord gave me just a few things. Can't even remember what to say. His jaw just about dropped. And all he could say was, oh, I desire to love the Lord like you do. Maybe two or three words. And I believe some of them were, I'm just loving His appearing. Are you ready for Jesus to come? Is that what you're looking for? Are you out there trying to save the world? Are you out there trying to do the next good work that you can feel good about? Are you about getting ready as the Word of God wants you to be, the wife that has made herself ready for the bridegroom? See, that's what God desires. I understand that. And I want to please God. And in pleasing God, praise His name. It thrills my soul. It brings such joy. It brings such rest and contentment in that God is doing that in us. Hallelujah. And that is the joy unspeakable and full of glory, brothers and sisters. You know, there's a lot of times I think about that. I'd say, oh Lord, but I wish I could more adequately express it. I wish I had the language. I wish I had the eloquency of telling it. But then I think, oh no, not. Because then it wouldn't be the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now would it? Oh, you're just making an excuse because you're so stupid. No, I'm not. It's because that's what the Word of God is, and that's what His love is, and I can't express it to its fullest. I can only tell you to get in here and eat this peach because it's so awesome. It is beyond words. It is. It's beyond any definition because it is what it is. It is what it is. It's just the best. It's just marvelous. And Jesus Christ wanted it so much for each and every one of us that He blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ before the foundation of the world. Now that's love. And that's the agape love. And that's the love that will never let you go. And it's the love wherewith you will grow. It is. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, the philosophy that's out there. All of the thoughts. All of the truly fancying words. Huh? All the roses that are cast. Cotton candy. It's exactly what it is. And I've never liked it. Even naturally speaking, no offense. But it looks like you're eating something. Oh, it was so pretty. Oh, all the colors. And for that first moment, it was like amazing. And then where'd it go? Those are the vain babblings, brothers and sisters. And they're all about us. And it might temporarily make you feel something. You might even come out of somewhere and said, oh, that was just marvelous. But was it the Word of God? Was it the only forever thing that there ever was or ever will be? The only food, the only substance that will ever feed your soul? That will ever build you up in Christ and give you an inheritance? He's after us. And if He uses me to get after you, I say praise be to God. We're rich. We're so rich. You know, great faith, I've said it many times, can appear arrogant at times. You give out the Word of God and oftentimes it's not received. And I'm talking to ones that are very close to you. Ones that easily you would give your life for. And there's nothing more that'll break your heart. They look at you and they think, oh, you just think you're something. Nope, I know I'm nothing. I couldn't tell you that any more clearly.
That's right.
I couldn't tell you any more clearly. This is what God does. This is His work. But I can't help but get excited about the things that He's shown me. I just can't.
Amen.
I can't help tell you about what Jesus Christ wants for your life. I can't help but tell you that I'm going to stand from the mountaintops and sing of His love. For us. For us. Brothers and sisters, I'm realizing why Brother David had to strip down and start dancing before the Lord. Oh, I'm so grateful to God about that. I'm going to tell you though, I'm praying the Lord keep me sober today. I don't want to get the police involved, but I think... Oh God, I'm so thankful He's put me in a place where you know what I'm talking about. That I'm thankful that we can rejoice together. Because those places are few and far between. We're living in a day where people don't endure sound doctrine. I'm grateful to God I'm spoiled. All God's children are spoiled. If you knew it or not, you are. And I'm just asking, Lord, let me realize how spoiled I am. I hope you understand that's in the best way possible. Oh, isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters? Isn't it amazing? I'm starting to see it more and more clearly all the time. That joy that was set before Him. I'm seeing us in Christ like I've never seen it before. The joy that was set before Him that endured the cross. Left up to you, left up to me, we would have said, forget about it. And you know it. But see, to Him, it was pure joy.
Hallelujah.
Pure joy.
Hallelujah.
Couldn't wait to get there. Father, I know it's on Your time. But I'm ready to be offered. Oh yes, God. I'm ready to be offered. And only joy is what He saw. He saw you and He saw me. He saw a family and He saw a bride. And that's no stretch at all. His side was pierced with Him upon the cross. The rib portion was there receiving the joint suffering and joint joy and exaltation with Him upon the cross. Oh, I'm glad what I see. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You're seeking anything else today but the joy of the Lord being your strength. I feel sorry for you because it's going to waste your life. You were the joy that was set before Him upon the cross. I was the joy that was set before Him upon the cross. And in that I rest. In that we are secure. That's the word strength, brothers and sisters. It means to rest. Did you know that? The very rest of God. And I'm going to tell you something. The same joy is before us today. Do you realize it? That's why we're here. The same joy is before us today. And if we will just realize it. Oh my goodness, the bridal joy. Will you go? Will it be willingly? Will it be joyfully? How about in the light, sister, of the glory that shall be revealed? What do you think of that? Huh? This is no maybe we're talking about here. This is the glory that shall be revealed. And you know, in the light of that, I know that these temporal sufferings are but for a moment and they're not worthy to be even compared. That means to even be uttered in the same breath. And you had a Savior that came upon that cross in the same joy. It wasn't worthy to be uttered, honey. All I saw was pure ecstasy with you. Yeah. Now I'm telling you, when I start seeing that, my heart starts leaping. My joy, praise God, is His. And it starts abounding in my life. It sets everything right. It puts it all into perspective. Do you know it even brings about, if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. What do you think? You happy in Jesus? I believe you are. Are you suffering for righteousness' sake? I believe I'm looking at a lot of wonderful fat sheep. We're not ready to be slaughtered, don't you worry. No. Ready to come home. Ready to be glorified together. I could never be glorified by myself, could I? Nope. He's going to glorify me together with Him.
Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer.
Yes.
I have overcome the world.
Yes. 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 It's coming. It's coming so soon. And it's perfect in its harmony, brothers and sisters. The gate of the runner is free. Praise God. I'm thankful to Jesus that abounding in hope today, it brings the joy that consumes every heartache. Did you hear it? Abounding in hope brings the joy that consumes every heartache. And so are you ready to rejoice with me today? Are you ready to joy in the praise of Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I didn't hear you. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come. Bow your heads with me. God, thank you again for your grace. Lord, you know your people. Lord, thank you that you're the God of all comfort today. Lord, you're just beyond amazing because even in sorrow, you bring the joy. Oh, the joy of knowing the ways of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.